So we're now inside Fed Square's Birrarung building. We're in the home of the Koori Heritage Trust. It's a not-for-profit First Peoples arts and cultural organisation that provides people with opportunities to learn, connect and reconnect with the rich living cultural heritage of Aboriginal Victoria. In 2023, the KHT underwent an interior renovation by three architecture firms working collaboratively: Lyons Architects, Architecture Associates and Greenaway Architects. Tom Mosby is the CEO of this important cultural institution. Tom, can you tell us a little bit about the work of the KHT and the design of this beautiful place?
For sure. So the KHT was set up in 1985. So this year we've been operating now for 40 years. It's very exciting for us. Originally set up to look at the preservation and repatriation, but also stopping human remains leaving Victoria and also historical artifacts. And so from those early days, which was very much about preserving Koori culture and cultural material, we've sort of evolved into a more contemporary space where it's about celebrating, promoting, supporting Victorian Aboriginal communities as well as artists. So we're a cultural centre for the community, but also for the general public as well, where they can come in and learn about this very dynamic and very rich First Peoples culture that we have here in Victoria.
So when did the Koori Heritage Trust move into this building?
So we moved into, it was called the Yarra Building at the time, back in 2015. We actually took the ground floor and the top floor of the building, and the architects came in and developed the space to actually reflect the fact that we're now this very contemporary organisation, but also grounded in this very rich and long history of Aboriginal Victoria. So when you walk through the building, you see references to traditional design, but interpreted in a contemporary way. But at the same time, because we'd moved from a building we had in King Street, and in the King Street, there were very distinct interiors that we had, and the architects brought elements of that into the building back in 2015. And so the exciting thing is we've now been here for 10 years. So 2025 marks 10 years of us being in this building.
Wonderful. So the most recent renovation, what changed?
So we actually had the opportunity of taking the middle floor. So like I said, when we first moved into the building, we only took the ground floor and the top floor. Melbourne Festival at the time had the middle floor. They vacated at the very start of COVID, and we took tenancy of that level and then re-engaged with the architects to actually develop this middle level, but also to refresh and refurbish the ground level. So when you walk into the building, you'll actually see the original design on the top floor and the new design coming out of that expansion program that we had in 2023. You can see that in the middle floor and on the ground floor.
And a lot of the exhibition spaces, or a lot of the kind of circulation spaces, now are more open.
Yes. The big thing for us was really about giving the public access to these spaces that have been closed off. So, like I said, Melbourne Festival had the middle floor. The public did not have access to that floor, and suddenly we were able to actually open up the building. People walk in and they can actually see the Birrarung and have that direct access, which is one thing this building has not had for a very long time. And it's one of the very few buildings at Federation Square which has this aspect to the Birrarung, but also connecting to the square itself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a beautiful renovation. So we can see the diamond motif quite present in the new renovation, often on the columns. Can you talk a little bit about the diamond motif and where that inspiration came from?
So interestingly, when you actually look at the design of Fed Square, it was originally designed, built in 2002, and the exterior have all of these chevron patterning from the original design, which when you look at it in the context of Aboriginal Victoria, really represents, for us, it was quite exciting because you actually see the shape of shields in that patterning. And so when you look at the shape of the windows from the interior, these are the original design windows of the building. But we really wanted to maintain that history of the building. But at the same time, when you look at the patterning on the columns, even on the carpet throughout the building, it's very much about reflecting this very linear design that you have here in Northeast Victoria, which is very different to what you actually see up north. So the dots, the cross hatching that you see in the Northern Territory, very different to what we have here. And so the architects were very keen to bring in that traditional design, but putting it into a contemporary context.
So what are some of the favourite things, your favourite things in the collection?
In the collection or the building?
Why don't we do both? I'd love to hear about both.
So in terms of the building, you know, what I'm very excited about in terms of what the architects delivered us back in 2015 and then redesigned in 2023 is that it's a very contemporary design, reflecting the fact that you have this very contemporary community here in Victoria, but at the same time, it is very much based on this very long history, 60,000 years of occupation down here in Victoria, predating even settlement. So I think that for me is very exciting that people have a preconceived idea of what Aboriginal design is, and this does not match that. And I'm very excited about that. So the fact that we've actually developed and produced this fantastic interior reflecting a very contemporary sensibility. Mm-hmm. In terms of artworks, I mean, there's far too many to mention. I mean, we have a collection of over 5,000 pieces, including very early 19th century drawings by William Barrack. We also have fantastic shields. Of course, unfortunately, we don't know the names of the makers, but when you actually look at those shields, you can actually see the patterning that the architects actually took and translated into things like the carpet design and the design on the pillars around the building.
Do you have a favourite space in the building?
I mean, when you walk through, you'll see the ceiling reflecting. It's really about looking at, and the colours used as well, it's very much about country and looking at the country that existed here where Fed Square is located, where Melbourne is actually built, because you had around all of these saltwater pools. And so the architects, when looking at the space, inverted the idea of the pools and put them onto the ceiling. So you walk through and you see these sort of reflective ceilings above you. And at certain times of the day, when there's light coming through, it's just beautiful. I mean, you go into all of the different spaces and they're all so different. So you have meeting rooms where you have views of the river, you're looking through the windows that were originally created by the architects of Fed Square. Then you go upstairs into the staff offices, and even there, the architects actually designed for staff accommodation these beautiful contoured tables with contoured shaping that divides each of the workstations. I mean, it's all very, I love the beauty, the design of the actual spaces.
Beautiful. I think the thing I noticed the most about the renovation or the new renovation was the quality of the light. Felt like it had changed in this building, and it's really has a lovely feeling to it now when you walk around. And the exhibition spaces are fantastic as well.
And I think that's a great thing for us. It is about giving the public access to spaces that they hadn't seen before. And so we're very excited about that.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Thanks, Tom.